Names are very much on the mind of NPR movie critic Bob Mondello as he looks ahead to what Hollywood has in mind for 2001.
It's easy to tell from some movie titles what you're going to witness on screen. Ships and explosions, for instance, in the upcoming Pearl Harbor. Wizards and hobbits in Lord of the Rings. And some kind of romance in Head Over Heels. But by June, I will have seen three pictures called respectively Squelch, Snatch, and Shrek, and I'm already trying to remember which one stars Brad Pitt and which the computer-animated ogre. More descriptive titles aren't necessarily helpful, at least not when they cluster in bunches. January, for instance, brings a trio of dramas, The Pledge, The Claim, and The Gift, which will be followed shortly thereafter by six flicks about cops and robbers called The Heist, The Score, The Criminal, Cheaters, Bandits, and American Outlaws. Try to remember which of those you want to rent a year from now. Hollywood knows it can get action into titles with a good gerund, waking up in Reno, saving Silverman, buying the cow, killing me softly, seducing Maria, and riding in cars with boys all take that tack this year. And they're all likely to stick in the mind, more at least than the year's titles that just link things. Whitey and Davy, Sugar and Spice, Gleaners and I, Daddy and Them, Josie and the Pussycats, Dita and the Family Business, The Princess and the Warrior, Bread and Roses, Bread and Tulips, Honey and Ashes, Town and Country, The Fast and the Furious, and Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. Actually, I'll probably remember that one. Directly addressing the audience is one way to get remembered, so some titles offer advice. How to eat fried worms, for instance, and how to make your man behave. And others offer straightforward orders, stated in the imperative. Save the last dance. Get over it. Say it isn't so. See Spot Run. Catch me if you can. Keep the river on your right. And don't shoot till we get to Flagstaff. Z was a hit years ago, as was E.T., so a few producers have decided there's no reason to clutter up marquees with lots of letters when just one or two will do. Thus, Othello has been shortened to just O, and it will be joined at the Cineplex this year by CQ, AI, and N. Oh, and I should mention that the I's have it, as in I see you, I want you, and I was Amelia Earhart. Anyone who worries about Hollywood morality will be glad to know that title writers at least know their biblical references. 2001 will bring Original Sin, Kingdom Come, From Hell, 40 Days and 40 Nights, The Good Shepherd, Bloody Angels, Downward Angel, and Angel Eyes, not to mention A Question of Faith and The Faithless. Ask me which one stars Whoopi Goldberg, however, and you'll get the blankest of blank stares. Then there are the titles that make you think either that you're seeing double or that producers are actively trying to sow confusion. Animal and Animal Husbandry, Monster and Monsters Incorporated, Blow and Blow Dry, opening within 3 weeks of each other, Collateral and Collateral Damage, and a whole fourplex worth of poltergeist movies, Ghosts from Mars, 13 Ghosts, City of Ghosts, and Ghost World. Producers do announce their titles in advance. Shouldn't somebody, somewhere, have blinked? Well, never mind. I could go on, but I've got a screening to catch. The Wedding Planner, or The Piano Player, or The Tailor of Panama. Something like that. I'm Bob Mondello.